Is it possible to believe in a real Adam and in evolution at the same time? That's what our host asked a legendary Bible teacher and author over 30 years ago. Find out what he was told on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
It was in late 1986 that I travelled to Leeds in Yorkshire, England, to listen to a lecture by legendary evangelical preacher Dr. John Stott. That cold, wet and windy November evening made for dangerous driving over the Pennine Hills from Staley Bridge, but my friends and I, all members of Mottram Congregational Church, were looking forward to warm fellowship and, we hoped, sound exposition. In his lecture, he commented that it was essential for Christians to believe that there had been a real, historical man called Adam. Otherwise, passages such as Romans 5 or 1 Corinthians 15 did not make sense. Now, I had one reservation about the great Dr. Stott, many of whose books I had read and enjoyed, because I'd heard that he believed in the theory of evolution. So when he'd finished, I had the privilege of asking the first question. I asked how he could believe in Adam and in evolution. He replied that Adam must have been the first evolved ape, that God had breathed into him, and therefore he became a kind of Homo divinus. This was probably the first occasion that the phrase was used, but I've heard it many times since from many evangelical preachers. With the greatest of respect to the great man, the idea of Adam as the first evolved ape will not do, because the whole point of Romans 5 is that before Adam, there was no death of any sort in the world, not even the death of apes. We must believe not just in Adam, but that he was exactly as the Bible states.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.